Hello, this is Katie Curtin, and this is the Matrix Transformation Call, and this is our second call in August. And our theme of the month has been play, and we had a bit of a discussion and some clearing last time, and actually, if anybody has anything to add around that, that would be great, you know, or needing more play, or if they've had some success in integrating it. I know everybody's schedules have been pretty damn busy, so that has been a challenge, even though it's the summer, but I know some of you have been getting some time off and making it for yourself. So, what I'm going to do is also, of course, a lot of us are into the book Adventure, and so a lot of questions coming up there, a lot of issues raised. So really what I'm going to do, as usual, is open it up to first see what's coming up for you, and then we'll go into the clearings. So I'm going to just get it onto Q&A, or just a minute. Let me see. I'll try and unmute all of you. Right, you're all unmuted. So would anybody like to start with what's coming up, and also perhaps whether you need more clearing around play or other issues? So anybody like to start us off?
I can start.
Okay, that's Deborah.
That's Deborah. Yeah.
It kind of feels a little heavy already.
It's heavy.
I can start.
Heavy.
I don't usually hear your voice that way. So good. Well, it's the place to be for it.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly why I'm going first. I have some stuff that's really coming up in my face that is around my finances.
Yeah.
And, like, really in my face. Like, I have to figure something out because I'm having problems with the bank. So I'm just like, I feel in over my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm kind of, I've been, you know, sort of freaking out, and I calm myself. You know, I'm just like keep trying to soothe myself through it, but it's pretty in my face, and it's bringing up a lot of stuff. So, I mean, I haven't even been able to work on the book because I've also been doing other work. I mean, little bits and pieces here and there, but not much. Like, because I moved home, so a lot of things happened in the last week because I came home, so I had to set up my space. I was doing decluttering, which is good, all trying to create space for writing, and then this thing just happened.
Okay.
You know, it just feels like it's just, it's in my face.
Okay, so we'll do some money clearing, which is always a good thing. Whoops, just a minute. I have this, got my magic jack on and I suddenly went. I usually take that out. Okay, I'm going to just take that out so I don't get any. So let me see. The other thing is, go on, Deborah.
I just want to bring something into it because
please.
You know, one of the pieces, I did a medicine walk on the weekend, and just, you know, the biggest thing that, you know, that's been coming up is like just being able to create, you know, a living doing this work, you know, that is my passion. But the it's just like this, it's the visibility piece story up again, you know, like just hiding out and not, it's just like not, you know, just having a lot of doubt and a lot of whether I can do it and all this stuff. It's just, it's, everything is up right now, and I kind of feel like, well, it's so intense that there's got to be a breakthrough coming soon.
Right.
Looking at it,
it's horrible that breakthroughs are so intense beforehand.
So,
okay, good.
So I'd love it if people hold space for a breakthrough for me.
Yes, we certainly will, and we'll do whatever we can. Are you able to be here for the Get It Done Day?
Yes.
Definitely. Okay, so we'll be totally here for you then too. So, thank you, Deborah, and we'll I'm sure you're not the only one who has some of those issues coming up, and so we'll definitely go into that, and you can tell me how much it comes down. And just greetings. I just see Valerie's come. Hi, Valerie. Welcome back. I know you've been through a trial of fire too.
Yeah, I'm in it still, but yes, I'm here.
Right. So actually, if while you're there, if there's anything you would like to just bring up as issues that you would like to work on, that would be great.
Oh.
With the clearing. You don't have to do it. Just I can pass on to whoever else is ready.
Oh, well, I think for me, I mean, I haven't been writing since I've been moving, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of hard in those circumstances, yeah.
Yeah, like I just need to get...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's kind of an urgency to the... But I do have clearing that would ultimately help me with my book, but it's more around moving stuff, which is just that... that it can happen with peace and ease, and that I don't know if this is a matrix thing or not, so you can let me know. But and also so that to hold space for the vision that there could be someone who would take my place for October 1st, and that my landlord would actually advertise it that way rather than November 1st, so I get back a month's rent.
Sorry, say that again. I didn't quite catch that.
I think it's like somehow this may not be in the realm of what we're doing, but just my landlord's been advertising the place for November 1st, and I'm out on the last day of September, and so I would like the place to be rented October 1st so that I can get my rent back. And so I guess somehow just holding the being able to hold a possibility when it seems highly unlikely, and still be able to focus on that as a viable option, just inside myself, mm-hmm. be able to, and the same with the whole peace thing, be able to hold the possibility of peace in the face of harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's calmed down, but it's still there.
Yeah. And are you almost moved or, got 1 week to moving?
I'm halfway.
Halfway. Okay. So you've got...
And then I need to paint. But I need to get my stuff out first, so...
Right. Oh, so you really are in the thick of it still. So.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So we'll certainly hold that and see what we can do about that. And do we have... Thank you. Anybody else there who wants to add things before we just... go into it.
Katie?
Yes?
Denise here.
Denise?
I will add, I'll second adding around, I guess it would be, I mean, I could always add around money, but the visibility piece is really important for me today in that I had a very tough Tuesday yesterday, one that sort of had me feeling, has me feeling like just curling in a fetal position.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And I stood my ground,
yeah.
But I'm feeling just really drained of energy. So, and you know what happens to me when that, you know, it's like what happens is I can't generate the energy internally to like get doing what I really want to be doing, which is writing and that sort of thing. It's just like there's a lot that gets taken out.
And is that with your public job or other stuff?
Yes, in this particular circumstances with the public, and it was very, very, very difficult thing yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and is this kind of like personal attacks?
Somewhat. I'll give you the short version. I needed to bring to the board there's a measure that the board passed last year, and the way mm-hmm. it's being enforced by law enforcement is basically invading people's property without notice. And in my opinion, violating the Constitution. So it's somewhat me going head-to-head with the rest of the board and law enforcement. And then the public, about half of them are just acting like total asses who kind of, most people would say they deserve to be invaded without notice, but that's still not the case. I mean, so anyway,
mm-hmm. right.
That whole scene and all those swirling energies, I'm running the meeting and trying to hold mm-hmm. that.
And
it went relatively well for given the hostilities and all that. It went okay, but my inner I feel dead.
Okay. Right. Okay. So yeah, so let's I'll do something around that and thank you.
Katie?
Anything else there that
Sorry? Katie, it's Loretta.
Yes.
I'm really glad it's a get it done day, and I was walking over to let the chickens out of the coop, and I'm thinking, oh wow, a get it done day. I'm gonna today. I'm gonna finish my book, and it really can.
it really can.
I mean, it's there. I mean, I have to be edited, and I mean, but it's you know what? Coming back from the chicken coop, I was scared. I just got really scared, not because it can't be done. Because I have the day, and I only probably have 2 hours worth of work on it. But it's like, oh my God!
Yes.
I don't know how else to say it. I think you understand. I'm sure other people on the call understand it. I mean, it's possible that it'll be done today, and then it goes the next step. You know, to be edited and to be, and then I have all the other things that we learned in the summer book adventure to initiate. You know, and I'm going, oh my God! So I'm just in touch with that. And then the other thing is, you mentioned play, and I go back to my you know, same old story, which I'd love to change someday. Is once this is done, what can I do tomorrow to play? You know, what would make play sense to me? You know, I can work and work and work. But somehow I just get caught up. As soon as I hear the word play, it's just like finishing my book. I go, well, I don't know how to play. You know, I don't want to do it. The book is finished. So anyway, that's where I am this morning, and I'm glad we have this call in this day.
Right. Oh, great. And thank you. Just also, I remember last week it was pretty, or last time we had a clearing, it was pretty intense for you. Did that kind of let up a bit, and you know, again?
Yeah, no, that was a whole different thing. I do remember that. Yeah. No, I was able to kind of walk out of that hole, that dark hole. So yeah.
Oh, good.
That's not this. This is more normal.
So this is this is a different dragon trap.
Oh yeah, this is Loretta being Loretta. You know, the other one was much more intense. So. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's good to know that the intensity's a little easier. And Gina, anything for you?
You know, I'm still feeling quite a bit of pressure around time because I'm just out of hours now with the other big project that I have going. And so I've been, you know, up quite early on the West Coast, and I've already been up for an hour and a half painting. And I feel like I haven't been able to commit the time that I really would love to the book, keeping it in the play space. It's definitely feeling like work, and like I have a hovering deadline that is making me a little nervous. And I want it to be fun, and I want it to be a really great exercise in getting this really personal story out of me. And there's a bit of a disconnect there, where I want it to be done well, and I want to really give it the time that it deserves, and then not quite having the time with something else that keeps seeming to shove it to the background. Which is a good thing. I'm not mad or upset about my other project. It's lovely and wonderful, and it's a fleeting thing to be able to create something for someone's wedding, you know, for a singular event. So I'm happy about doing it. It's just time consuming.
Yeah, taking a lot of your time. Right. Oh well, thank you. So we'll go into all of these things, and we'll see how I'm going to do some rounds and see what comes, you know, what comes first and then second. And, okay. And I think maybe I'm going to start with play and some of the aspects of it. even though I feel like I want to do this book playing and I want to play, I don't really know, and I don't really know how to do that. I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I want to play and know it's important, I don't know how to do it exactly in the context of my life. And I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't know how to play in the context of my busy life, I deeply love and accept myself. Trying to figure out play is getting to be a bit of work for me. It's getting to be a bit of work figuring out play. Play. Why don't I just sing a little bit as I work? Why don't I just sing a bit, a little song? Why don't I just walk a little bit? Why don't I just take little breaks? Maybe I don't have to do the big play, P-L-A-Y, right now. Maybe I just do little plays, like 1 or 2 minutes of play. What does 1 or 2 minutes of play look like for me? Is it just singing a song? Is it doing a dance? Is it walking for a couple of minutes? Is it just being present and looking around and being present and breathing in and breathing out? Is that just play sometimes for me? Is that play? And if I do want to have big time play, what is my big time play? What is my big time play? I think I want some big time play too. What am I going to get after this project? Am I going to do a little travel trip? It doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be expensive, but it could be a couple of days where I just travel. I just travel and I have fun. Or I take a day at a spa, or whatever I feel like. And I can do it, even if I don't have money. There's probably 1,000,000,000 things that you can, ways you can have fun without spending money. It's just this consumer culture that makes us think that everything fun is going to cost, and it's not true. It's not true. When you use a little bit of imagination, there are all kinds of possibilities for play. So I'm just going to let these possibilities for play that doesn't cost a lot just come in. These gifts of play, I'm going to allow myself the gift of play. I'm going to allow myself the gift of play that just arrives on my doorstep without me working at it, which just arrives on my doorstep without me working at it. And I'm going to also allow myself to take minutes during the day to really focus on 5-minute, 10-minute breaks that can help me. That where I just feel present, where I do something that I like, whether it be singing, dancing, or whatever, jumping on a trampoline. Okay. So that's play, and now we go on to the next one. I'm just going to take some water. And now I'm going to deal with some money stuff and with what Deborah's talking about, but whatever else might be in the room is going to, get encompassed here. Even though I'm feeling stretched for money and really want to do more stuff and want to have more money for more stuff and for my book, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though the shit is beginning to hit the fan around money, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though it seems that things are caving in around money and I am getting buried, I deeply love and accept myself. Trust the universe. Trust the universe. Fuck the universe. Fuck the universe. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. It's not bringing in the money for me. It's not bringing in the money for me. I just want it to bring in the money for me, and it's not. And in fact, there's all these things happening. These horrible things with the banks and all that, and they're getting me, and I'm so scared. And of course, they're using all the tactics they can to scare me. They're trying to scare me. I'm scared. I'm so scared and paralyzed because this financial situation, because the business I have is not yet viable. It's not yet viable, and I don't know how to make it viable yet. I don't know how to make it viable. All I know is that I want to do it. All I know is I want to do it. All I know is I want to do it. So how am I going to get through? How am I going to get through? I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to get through. I just have to open up to receive. And maybe I'm not ready to receive my gifts. Maybe I'm not ready to receive that what I do has an impact. Maybe I'm not ready. And it does. It does have an impact. It does make a difference. It does make a difference. And so whatever way the universe chooses to reward me, and it doesn't have to be exactly all the money going to my business. It doesn't have to be all the money going to this soul work. Just let the universe get it to me in whatever way it feels like it, knowing that I am worth it, knowing that what I am paid for my soul work is not representing in any way its value. It does not represent in any way its value, because money does not equal value of soul work. It does not. It does not. And so I'm opening up. I'm opening up to fun and games and money. I'm opening up to money coming in, and being able to pay my bills and being able to do the things I really need to do. I'm opening up. I'm coming up. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And what if part of nurturing myself is nurturing myself around money? What if part of nurturing myself is nurturing myself about money? What if I need to make money my friend? What if I need to make money my friend rather than my enemy? What would that mean? What would that mean? What would that mean? What if I could bless every penny that comes in rather than saying, oh, this is not enough, I need more? What if I could bless every penny, every cent, every dollar that comes in and not say, oh, I need more? What if I could bless with full heart whatever is coming in? What if I can bless whatever is coming in? All right. Okay, I'm going to take a moment's break. Anybody want to say anything while I'm just taking a moment to regroup? Felt pretty intense, even though it wasn't that long.
If not, Katie,
yes?
Katie,
yeah?
Denise here. A song came to mind, which I won't sing.
Oh, please.
But as you were doing it, no, that when you were talking about finding play and finding fun, it was the Mary Poppins song.
Which one? You know, Supercalifragilistic?
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. Find the fun and snap, the job's a game.
Wow. I don't even remember that one at all.
I don't either.
Oh, well, that came to my head when you were doing that.
Can you just repeat the first few lines?
Yeah, the first lyrics. In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. Just find the fun and snap, the job's a game. The song is a spoonful of sugar,
isn't it? Oh my gosh!
I
have to jump in and say that was literally the very, very, very first performance I ever did when I was a 2-year-old little baby ballerina to A Spoonful of Sugar. And I have
spoonful
pictures
of sugar
of me
helps
in
the medicine go
teeniest,
down. Yeah.
Tiniest little pink tutu outfit that is so cute, but it reminds me so much. It's literally the first time I was ever performing officially on stage to that song. That's crazy.
Wow. And actually, I know A Spoonful of Sugar, but I didn't remember the words that I remember the lyrics, some of the, you know, the title and some of the, I think some of the tune if I go back. Wow. Oh, wow. We're going to have to look that up on YouTube or something and play it today. So, anything else, Denise?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Katie? Yes, Gina, Katie. You could sing it.
Katie,
sorry.
Loretta.
Yeah.
This is something different because it was the last one that you did. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I was just struggling with, you know, I had raised money and some of the money came in form of pledges or promises, and I'm not receiving it. I mean, it's not due yet. I don't know when they're going to send it, but I mean, I can still imagine that it would come. But what happened instead is I got a very small but significant check from somebody I didn't even expect to hear from.
Wow.
And when you said about blessing the pennies and the dollars that come in, I was just remembering my feeling yesterday that, you know, while I was wallowing in a little bit of self-pity that people promised and didn't seem like they were going to come through with it, which is their prerogative. I understand how things change. But this came unexpectedly. You know, I mean, I thought the letter I had sent out, all the responses were already, you know, had I received them all, and I didn't expect this one to come. So I don't think I thought about blessing that $50, but if I had, it would have probably changed even more deeply, you know, my sense of disappointment. I guess that's what I was feeling. I was feeling disappointment and, you know, kind of like I was so happy because I had all this tremendous response, and it may still happen. I mean, some of the promised money may still come, but I don't know that. You know, I don't have the sense of surety that I had, but I did not expect this other, and it came, and I like the idea of blessing what comes and shifting from that lack to the abundance, because that was quite, from that particular person, it was quite a significant amount and quite a significant support for me. So
beautiful.
But I like that idea of blessing that which comes. So
yeah.
I hope there's something I can bless today. That's what I'll just, you know, wait for the mail to come and maybe there'll be another blessing. I like that a lot, that to bless what comes rather than, you know, have the feelings of disappointment or like the lack be the center. The abundance that is there is important.
Yeah, and that actually is one of the big things around the, you know, the law of attraction and other such things, is really blessing and being grateful for what is there and not focusing on the lack. And yet it is so difficult. I mean, I find myself doing that. I mean, something comes in, but something other big hasn't come in, and so I'm not even, you know, I notice sometimes I don't bless enough the small bits, and yet they all add up. And also just that attitude change. You see, in some ways it may be that you're somewhat expecting not to get it all.
Yes. I go down that road. No, I mean, nobody has said, you know, I'm not. I went down that road, but I've told everybody, you know, this is a six-month endeavor, so everything between July and December is when the need is. So I'm already putting it out there that it's not going to come, and that's not at all what I've been, you know, told. So
maybe we can clear some around that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And,
but it really does that flow. I personally agree with that whole. The flow is there. It's just opening myself up to it.
Yeah.
Plus, even if the money doesn't come, I will be a happier person if I'm not living with the sense of disappointment. You know, really and truly, I have what I need. You know, maybe I don't have everything I want, but I have what I need. So there is no, you know, this. I'm not going to be put out of my home because I don't have the rent for the month. You know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And what if you even come at it from, I have even more than I need?
Well, that's true too. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna play with that one today. I have more than I need. I really.
Yeah. Because we often do, and we don't recognize it. It's just maybe not be in the forms that we think. Okay. Oh, and just greetings to Anne. I just saw that you've probably been on here for a little while. If there's anything you would like to put in the pot, please put it in. Around clearings.
Yes, well, it's funny how these days it's this idea of, I've been working a lot with the idea of thinking that when something comes into me that somebody else is lacking, but it feels like it's getting less and less and less. And there's some kind of mysterious feeling that it is shifting, but I don't even know why it's shifting.
Mm.
But that it might be that if I want to work on the idea that if I have something that it is also abundance for everybody somehow, because that's the thing that I'm wrestling with still, is that if I have something, if I get it, somehow I got it secretly, or, you know, I manipulated something to get it, and that someone else is lacking for that, for my gain.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good one. I mean, and I think it's something like also with a lot of us change makers, and we see so much poverty and other stuff going on in the world, and so the fact that we might be getting money might be coming into us. Is kind of like, I notice it in myself, is that, oh, well, there's all these people around me who are making almost, you know, like ridiculous amounts of, you know, not like low amounts of money, as well as, you know, seeing a lot of people who are making ridiculous amounts of money in the other direction. And it's kind of like, I feel, well, why should I be getting more than that or whatever? And, you know, wherever the lowest of low is, I'll go in my imagination.
Yeah.
So, right. So let's do that as part of the clearing. And, thank you. So, let me see. And I'm also remembering some of the other stuff that came up. So, around disability and also even moving. So, let me see. So, even though I'm going to do one around the moving. Even though there's a lot of stuff going on in my life with this move, and I feel like it's really traumatic, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though moving up to now has felt pretty traumatic, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though moving all of my stuff and getting out is feeling traumatic, I deeply love and accept myself. So much to do around moving. How can I have any time to do a book? How can I have any time to think? How can I have any time to think? It's just move, 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 and there's not enough money. Move, 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 and there's not enough money. Money, 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 money. Not enough time, not enough time, not enough time, not enough time. Moving, 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 moving. What if it could be fun? What if moving could be fun? I mean, isn't that a radical idea? What if moving could be a wonderful process of clearing and then painting and feeling newness of space, of clearing. What if clearing doesn't have to be a horrible thing? What if clearing can be peaceful? What if in doing all this clearing and moving, I can be moving around my book? What if it's moving things around my book? What if I'm getting the headspace to think about my book and for chapters to come? What if that is happening even if I can't be doing so much on it? Although I could be doing more. I could be doing just a chapter, just writing, 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 like an hour a day or something. That's not totally impossible if I do it before I get into the fracas and the fray. going to be fun having a clear space. It's going to be fun having everything freshly painted. It's going to be fun. What if I could do this move with fun and ease? What if it could become something done with ease? And what if all the questions of money and landlords and renting, what if there was just maybe the chance that that landlord was able to rent it beforehand? And what if he was just to advertise it? I mean, what is he trying to do? I guess he's trying to get more money out of me. I guess he's just trying to, maybe there's some revenge. I don't know what it is. There's something there that he just wants to get me. Okay, so maybe I have to pay this thing just because of the way he is. Maybe I do, but other stuff is coming through, and maybe things will change with him, but I'm just releasing all expectation. I'm releasing all expectation. I'm releasing all expectation and letting money flow in. I'm letting possibilities flow in. My life is changing. I'm moving on. I'm moving on from all the shit, from all the garbage. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. I'm clearing all the garbage, years and years and years and years of garbage, 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 going out to the dump. It's going out to the dump, and I'm feeling lighter, lighter, lighter. And I'm becoming, there's something of the child that I once was that's being recovered. Something of that bright, beautiful child is coming back. That bright, beautiful child that got stamped on, it's coming back out of the garbage, out of the garbage. Get the garbage cleared, the garbage cleared. The garbage is getting cleared. Okay. And that may have been more, yeah, I'm actually doing some moving stuff as well, Deborah. I mean, not Deborah, Valerie. So some of that stuff may be for me as well as for you, as well as for anybody else who's having to clear out junk. Anything, I'll just add, yeah, Valerie, anything coming out of that?
Yeah, especially the last bit, I think the, just about clearing the junk to make space and for the kid to come out, and just because literally I'm throwing out 3/4 of what I own. And
wow.
It's a really, so it's just helpful to have that spin on it. And I was resonating with that a lot, because it's a process for sure. So, yeah.
Mm. So big clearing. You said, did you say 3/4 or was it 2/3?
Yeah. 3/4.
Wow, that's impressive. That's a big thing.
By necessity, I'm infested with parasites, and the only way to make sure they don't come with me is to get rid of most of what I own.
Yeah, yeah. Wonderful. So good for you. And right. Okay, so I am going to look at what else is here, and unless somebody has some. Yeah, we got the visibility piece, I'm going to, and I guess, you know, a number of us have been decluttering and moving in different ways, so, but if other elements of it come up, please bring it up. And so what I'm now going to do is go into the visibility, which was some stuff for, and Loretta, it's, yeah, going on to the next step. Okay, so here we go. Even though I'm sick of public office, and I wish I could just go, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm sick of what visibility means in public office, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm sick of all this shit in public office, I deeply love and accept myself. Too much shit. too much shit. It's too hard. I'm tired of it. And yet I have to stay on. It is true. I'm going to stay on for a while. And I need to find a strategy to ease into this, to create a wall around me, so that the shit doesn't always go in so deep. It's all their stuff. And the world needs changing, and I'm doing what I'm doing is right. What I'm doing is right. It's totally right. I don't have to question myself about it. Or about the way that I'm doing it. I'm pretty damn diplomatic. I'm pretty but damn good at saying things that need to be said. I'm not really screwing anybody this way. In fact, I'm creating change. So screw them. The troublemakers, screw them. It's okay. I can be visible. And what do I need to create to protect my innermost soul? You see, they can't get my soul. That's what's important, is they don't get my soul. How could I be in these meetings and just be in it from a spectacle, doing what I need to do, but almost outside it, like I'm above it all, like I'm looking down into this room of politicking. I'm looking down into this room and kind of laughing, singing songs and laughing at all the ridiculousness of it all, despite all the seriousness, all the stuff, looking at all the stuff. And then maybe we're seeing all these other people who are so riled up about things, and maybe seeing something about why they're doing it and feeling more compassion, because I'm no longer feeling attacked, because I'm above it all. Even though they might be attacking me, it has nothing to do with me. And I can be visible. And I'm going to be increasingly visible. Even when I leave this job, I'm going to be increasingly visible. I'm coming out as my real self. I'm coming out with my full soul self, with my full creativity. I'm coming out, and it's all going to be fine, because I've got soul protection, and it's very strong soul protection. All right. So... Any comments? And then I'm going to go maybe deeper into some of the stuff around, if Deborah has any more things coming up from her. Hello.
You know, Katie, something you said actually in the very first clearing today that has been resonating is not being ready yet for the messages and the inspiration that is coming, and being patient with that time, and not forcing the inspiration through.
And is there any more clearing around that?
Not forcing myself to be patient.
Right. Okay. Being able to be patient.
Yeah.
Katie?
Denise here.
Yes.
I have something to add that might also contribute to that, I think what Gina was saying, and that is that when you were going into the soul protection actually when you're going into that particular clearing, I realized, for the most part, I was in that space. I did all those things yesterday that I needed to do, and it was today the thought processes of, well, should I have done this differently? Should I be regretful about this? There was all these thoughts that sort of caused me to travel in a different direction. But yesterday when I was in the middle of it, I was just very present, and I realized, especially after Gina just said what she did, that, we just often don't accept ourselves where we are. And we don't accept the fact that we are doing it pretty well.
Right.
We really are. especially if we're in the moment, you know, for me, it's the regrets. It's like going back saying, oh gosh, should I have done that better? Or should I have, you know, it's the thought processes afterwards that I think get me caught.
Great noticing. So let's do some of that. And
Katie, can you address again with the visibility piece just around the, you know, the fear of being visible, like the, you know, like the kind of hiding out piece.
Yeah. And is there a particular, any word or image around that that's coming to you?
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, it's like, for me, it's like I really need to generate, you know, some work with my, and it's like, I'm just amazed. It's like, I really need to do this, and it's like, I'm not doing stuff. You know, it's like this resistance to like, man, you know, I need to start creating program. I need to, why am I not doing it? You know, and I, you know, I think it's just like, I'm overwhelmed, and I think it's just, you know, this is a repetitive pattern. I mean, I keep working it, but, you know, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's that piece of stepping up. It's the fear of stepping up, like,
right? Yeah,
you know, it's like I need to step up. I need to become more visible to get my work out there. And yet, it's like I'm kind of hanging back. It's like, wow, it's like I go on Facebook and say, oh, I can't post, you know, or that whatever. It's like that it's like I need to write an email. It's like, oh, I can't do it. You know, it's just like there's so much resistance.
Yeah.
And I'm just, so it's sort of around that.
Right. Okay. Yeah, definitely I'll do that. I'm wondering also if you're expecting a lot of yourself at the same time. Like, you know, writing a book, getting new programs up, doing this, doing that.
I know. Yeah.
And working. It's not, you know, there's only so much mind space. So maybe we'll go into that.
And I'm
that
also
as well.
Like, I'm also, my CD is coming out and I have to promote that. It's like I have a release coming up at the end of September and I haven't been doing stuff on that and I need to do that. That's huge. That's a 4-year project that I finished and that I need to promote.
Right, and maybe just looking at maybe the ways you promote it is more pleasure-based. Perhaps some of the resistance is real resistance to visibility, and some of it is maybe just based on that you haven't quite got the model for you to actually enjoy it.
To enjoy the kind of the promotional aspects of it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't enjoy it. It's true.
You don't enjoy it?
No.
Okay. So it means that you're probably not quite doing it in the way you're probably not doing it in the way that's natural to you. So anyway, let's see. Go there. Thank you, Deborah. And
so... I can I add one
Denise?
Thing?
Or was that Denise or is that Gina? Sorry, or not? It's Valerie. Third time. Right, here we. Okay.
Yeah, my voice in a while. I'm piggybacking on what Denise was saying a little earlier. Just when you're doing the thing on the moving, I realize, like I think hopefully I'm through the most intense part. And I just kind of realized it's more what I've been navigating in recent days is like the first 5, 6, 7 days was like a tirade of abuse coming in emails, texts, and letters and threats that were all found and lies. And I got really scared and I responded and I was doing everything legally and I responded very not in an antagonizing way, like in a very honest but peaceful way. And right now that isn't happening, but there's a fear that it's going to surface again. And I realized, I guess a little bit, I was relating to what Denise was saying, in that actually I did pretty well in hell, and it's more the anxiety that it could come back. It could return because there's so much unpredictability with the hostility, and therefore there's some hiding going on too for me. Just like when my landlord comes around, I won't leave my apartment for fear of verbal, what may happen verbally or what she'll do to my belongings inside my apartment. So anyway, I'm relating to a lot of what's being said, even though it's moving.
Yeah, and Valerie, are you getting help?
Because of the bugs, people can't help me move. That's why I'm doing it bit by bit. I have to debug anything that leaves the apartment and take it in the car I've borrowed and drive it across the city. And so that's why it's a kind of time-consuming process. And my friends would help me, but they don't want to get the bugs. I've had them for 11 months, and I completely understand. But I'm getting, like, emotional help. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. So let's go. Thank you. Okay. So... to see what, even though I feel like I'm doing everything I possibly can, and yet I still have doubts and fears and get into anxiety knots, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I'm doing all that I can in the circumstances, and I still feel like I'm not enough, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I'm doing everything I can in the circumstances, and I still feel like it's not enough, I deeply love and accept myself. I mean, what can I do? I can't do more than I'm already doing. I'm really doing my best. I'm really doing my best, and it's pretty damn good. I mean, compared to the rest of the world, I'm pretty damn conscious, and I'm doing pretty damn good. And okay, so sometimes shit comes out, but hey, I'm doing pretty damn good. I'm doing pretty damn good, and why don't I just acknowledge that? Why don't I just acknowledge that I'm doing really good? Hey, is that a radical concept? I'm doing really good. Although some people on the outside would think I'm not doing good at all. They would think I'm really doing bad, 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 bad girl, 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 bad girl. You're not doing it right. You're not doing it right. Stop that. Stop that! Stop that! You're not doing it right! Get it right, girl! Get it right, girl! Get it right, girl! Get it right, girl! It's okay. I'm doing it fine. I'm doing it fine. There's some people just never satisfied. Some people never satisfied, including the part in myself that wants to be fucking perfect. And, well, fuck it, I'm not perfect, but I'm doing really, really good. I'm doing better than a whole load of people are doing. I'm doing good, and I am contributing to the good of the world. So hooray for me, hooray for me, hooray for us, all of us change makers who have had so much shit dumped on us, who've had so much trauma to deal with, so much trauma, and yet are bravely getting up and facing every day, who are bravely getting up and continuing the fight, bravely getting up and continuing the art. Hooray for us. Hooray, 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 hooray. We're doing good. And yet, we're so conscious. We're so conscious of all our problems. What if we stopped focusing on our problems and focused on what we're really doing right? Just keep focusing on what we're doing really right, as well as we're thanking the universe for what it's bringing in. Why don't we just focus on what we're doing right? What's so fucking radical about that? What's so fucking radical about that? What's so good about that? Right. So... I'm going to drink some water. Yay for the change makers. We got a lot on our plate, including our internal critics. let me see if I can. I'm just going to move into one more and then just see, open up for anything else and then do the healing codes, I think. So let me see. Okay, even though I haven't quite figured out how to create a life that I really love and which really supports me, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I haven't quite figured out how to do all the beautiful things that I'm doing without stress and anxiety and agony, I deeply love and accept myself. Well, I'm getting close. I'm getting closer and closer to creating the life I really want to create. And, of course, life is never perfect, and there's always things happening, and I can expect that. But I'm getting closer and closer to being in harmony with who I am. I'm getting closer and closer to getting out this book. And even though this book may not be quite there, it's okay. It's gestating. It's coming out. It's coming out, and it's good time. And I am doing well, and I'm doing well whether I'm near the beginning or near the end. And as if I'm near the end, I'm getting the courage to come out and do the final bits, go the final path, which sometimes can be the most difficult part of the path, even though it seems easy, tying up all those little bits so that you can go into the world. So I'm doing that. I'm doing that. And I'm seeing myself as a courageous, 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 peaceful warrior. I'm seeing myself as a courageous, courageous, peaceful warrior, 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 warrior. I am bringing myself out into the world. I am bringing myself out into the world, and as a warrior has a shield, I have my shield that will protect me as I come out, and I have my friends and my circle, my magic circle of protection. I have a magic circle of protection around me that I'm creating, and I have within me faith and hope and knowledge that I have what is necessary. I have faith, hope, knowledge, I have what is necessary. All right, there. So, anything else? And we'll put it into the final healing codes. But does anybody want to say any comments before we do the healing codes?
This is Valerie. I really resonated with the piece about focusing on what we're doing right. I think that's it's similar, right, to focusing on the money that comes in, even if it's small and not the big money that you wanted. It's a similar kind of, where do we place our focus? And just, it's really helpful. It would hit the nail on the head. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Valerie. Yeah, I was thinking it was connecting. And it's two really simple things that we can do, and yet they're so simple, and yet it's that's a real practice, I know, for me, and I'm sure for all of us. Anything else? Anybody else?
Denise. That's the big shift for me too, is focusing on what is going well and also celebrating it. It's like, the self-critic can say, I tend to focus on the unmended parts of the world as opposed to the solutions and the joy, and I know better. So it's helpful to be reminded, and I just feel a sense of lightness around that, so thank you.
Oh, great. So, anything else, or we're going to go into the healing codes? I'll just let a few more seconds pass. So what I'm going to be doing is actually thinking about the affirmation for the healing code, or not the affirmation, they call it the positive truth statement. And while I'm thinking of that, if somebody has something to add, just pipe in there.
Katie, you know what word is, Valerie, again? The word that keeps popping up is trust.
Yeah.
just deepening into trust and really finding a way to reside in that, especially when everything outside is not seemingly reflecting that.
Yeah. So true. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. So I am, and maybe that can be part of the affirmation or the truth focus statement. I am trusting that what I am doing is right and that I'm trusting flow and I'm trusting and appreciating what I am doing and what I am receiving.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's quite the right words. If somebody has something better, chime in. But
Katie, I'm not sure I have better words, but I do want to say that when the issue of trust is brought up and we've been focusing on choosing where to focus positive, what's been going well, I'm realizing that this is all an adventure. It's like whatever happens is happening for us, and it's an adventure. I've not been down this road. If I could just be in this place of accepting that adventure as it unfolds, I think it will be a lot more fun.
Beautiful.
And Denise, is it almost like it's curiosity rather than?
Yeah, it's like I wonder what's going to happen.
So being in
the funny thing is, throughout my life, I've been in high powered jobs. I had lots of money, and I went through a series of going through like grief and everything else where I just like let it all go, and I've never ever felt better about money than I do when I haven't had it. It's more like an adventure than an obligation. I don't know, it just sounds weird, but if I can get into that space of this is an adventure, then things just flow easier, I find.
Beautiful.
It's like being in the wonder of the adventure.
Yeah. Beautiful. And, anything else from in terms of others on the call about what they have or anything to add before we go into the final clearing? It's been a pretty deep one or a pretty rich one in terms of issues. So I want to make sure that we've everybody's Deborah. Anything else, or is that we're okay?
I think we're okay.
Okay, and there's later in the day if things come up. And Gina, anything else, or is it we'll just put it in the pot?
I think everything that's in the pot right now is exactly right. Definitely trusting and being present and happy and having gratitude around where I actually am at the moment and recognizing what has been accomplished and what we've been saying, where the focus is, where our attention is.
Great. And I guess just a final call to Ann and Loretta. It feels like I'm calling in everybody here. If there's anything
it's
else.
Loretta. I think everything is a go for me. I really appreciate it. Whatever we're doing is working.
Oh, great. And
Ann? This is Ann, and I think I'm just kind of taking it all in and just kind of curious also why I've accomplished so much in my life, yet all these little things I'm trying to do are so feeling out of my reach, but I'm trying to just turn it around and accept and appreciate what I have done and what I am going to do today.
Right, yes, in a very full get-it-done day. Wonderful. Okay, so we'll go into the healing code, and then after the healing code, we'll stop the recording, but we'll continue for just announcing intentions for the day and the next hours. Okay, so I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to visibility and money and the time to get it done and just accepting myself, and those issues that we've touched on today, that all these issues, even if I don't mention them, but the ones that are important to the participants, be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of the divine. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And, okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to focus the energy from your hands, cupping your hands and pointing them towards the place in between the eyebrows. And then down to the throat. And we're focusing on the truth focus statement, or you can just focus on being relaxed. But the statement being, I'm trusting and appreciating what I'm doing and receiving. I'm trusting and appreciating my doing and my receiving. I'm trusting the adventure that I'm on. Then to the corner of the gosh, the jaw, the corners of the jaw, pointing your left hand towards your left jaw and your right hand towards your right jaw, and letting the energy flow out of it towards those points. I'm trusting this grand adventure I'm on, that I will be provided for, and that it's all for the best, and that I am up to this adventure. Okay, then to the side of the, the side of the forehead. Temple area. And then back in between the eyebrows. And breathing deeply. Letting go of all those things, all the anxiety about providing for yourself and all the anxiety about not being good enough. And that you could have done better. All the regrets, letting go of that. And just being able to focus on what is here, what is being given, and what you're doing right. And then down to the throat, focusing there again. I am trusting and appreciating what I'm doing and receiving. that it is enough, that it's more than enough, and that I'm doing my best. And that I'm a gift to the world, even if not everybody sees it that way. Here to the corner of the jaw, focusing the energy on the edges of the jaw. And then something's releasing because I'm yawning. So there, and then focusing on the side of the temples. And then putting the hands on top of the head for a few moments, and when you're ready, you can just drop them to your sides and look out and to your environment and focus on something beautiful in your environment, whatever the overall state of your environment is right now. There is something beautiful that can fill your heart with joy. All right, then. So I'm going to thank you all very much. And I actually have just... And what we're going to do, as I said, is we're going to turn off the recording right now and meet on the other side of the recording. By then, for this part...